The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And we said we'd bring you some good news, and indeed, and we are, because we're heading to the north where celebrations continue in Hollywood, home to the now back-to-back Masters champion Rory McIlroy. Sarah Madden spoke to excited locals to find out how they feel about Hollywood's golfing hero.
I was listening to it on the phone, actually. Yeah. It was great. We were very excited. He's brilliant. He's done really well.
I watched it on the Friday night.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really exciting. To be honest with you, I thought he'd blown it, but he didn't. And just shows you should have faith. You've got to have more faith. That's what I learned from the golf. Have more faith and believe in the outcome.
What was a nail biter? For sure, it wouldn't be anything else with Rory.
Oh.
Close, but at least he won.
Amazing. He's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Is he a good ambassador for Hollywood?
Oh my goodness, yes. Absolutely. Even our wee grandchild wanted to come today because Rory won. So she wanted to come to Hollywood to see where Rory lived.
Oh, wow.
And she's only two.
Yeah, the town's buzzing. I've seen a few tourists in town. I saw like a walking tour of Hollywood yesterday, or maybe it was Saturday, and I was like, what is going on? But
his parents' old house just up the other end of the street. People can go and have a look at that, you know.
Really?
His father built a putting course in the garden, which I think is still there.
And do you think there'll be much celebrations here in Hollywood?
Oh, huge. Massive. Yeah, absolutely. The golf club will be busy. The pubs will be busy. And I mean, to have a superstar on your doorstep, it's brilliant, isn't it?
If anything, like last year, by the end of the next couple of weeks, you'd be sick of seeing Rory's face all around the shops everywhere. Every wee local business will be running something. It creates a buzz around the town.
Great excitement, obviously, up there in Hollywood with Sarah Madden. And I'm joined now by Brian Keogh, golf writer with the Irish Independent, who joins us from Augusta. Good evening to you, Brian. What a moment. What a moment for Rory. What a moment for Irish golf.
Oh, it was absolutely tremendous, you know, an historic occasion. And, you know, Rory, you know, he frightened us all with that tee shot on the last hole, but he's such a talent and so resilient that it was just amazing to watch him come through and win again. And really, you know, makes you excited to see what he can do now over the next few years. He's still only a young man.
Yeah, exactly. His sixth major, but still lots left in the tank, obviously. Brian, this was quite a different Masters to last year.
Yeah, it was in a way. I mean, obviously he had, you know, hadn't won a major for over 10 years, almost 11 years. Last year he was trying to win the final leg of the career Grand Slam, having won the Open and the PGA and the US Open. So, you know, he was trying to become just the sixth person in the history of the game to do that. So he had a lot on his plate last year, and he did get over the line after a lot of mishaps on the back nine. So he wanted to come back this year and really embrace being the champion. And he made so many visits to Augusta National in the last 3 weeks. You know, it's handy when you have a private jet and you can just jet up and down and be home for tea with your wife and daughter. So I think all that local knowledge that he built up over the last few weeks really helped him. He embraced the build-up from the Saturday before with the Augusta National Women's Amateur. He was there for that and the Drive, Chip and Putt. And he just loves the atmosphere of Augusta, just being a member there, being one of the legends of the game. And he was able to produce his best stuff as well when he really needed it. It wasn't on his A game all week.
No.
Which is, you know, something new we've seen from Rory, because, you know, in the past when he was winning his majors early in his life, you know, he was winning them by 8 shots and things like that. Now, you know, he's got more strings to his bow, as it were. So even though he didn't, you know, drive the ball as well as he can, he was pretty poor off the
Yeah, he gave us a few rattly moments where we, I mean, he was far ahead of the field at one point, but obviously then they came back. But he certainly, it wasn't all plain sailing.
No, it wasn't all plain sailing. I mean, having led by 6 at halfway, you were thinking he was going to, you know, waltz off into the sunset, and then he came right back to the field and was tied for the lead going into the final round. And then, you know, early on, he was as much as 3 strokes behind briefly at one stage. But, you know, he has that calm when you've done it before, when you know what you're capable of doing, and the players you're up against on the leaderboard, most of them, you know, haven't won a major before or haven't been in that position before. He just had the resilience and the patience to know to bide his time, to know what to do at the right time, to hit the shots that he needed to when he was under the
severest pressure,
and pull them off.
His putting kind of saved him, really, Brian, didn't it?
His putting was unbelievable, especially on that 11th hole. He said that was probably, you know, the second most stressful moment of the day, the other one being the tee shot on the last hole where he didn't know where the ball had gone. So, you know, his putting is something that he's worked on over the last, you know, 3-4 years. It's the mental game, the putting, the short game, the short irons. They were all elements of the game that maybe, you know, let him down a little bit early in his career. Now that he's a more mature golfer, he's just a better player than he ever was. And happy guy. He's done it all in the game now. And he just says everything from now on is a cherry on top. It's gravy. And he's just looking forward to just winning more and more and more and more. And you've got Scottie Scheffler there, the world number one, pushing him all the way. So their rivalry is going to be something to really enjoy.
It will make the game of golf so much more exciting. And of course, only the fourth man to do what he did, winning the two Masters back to back. It was a very emotional a day for him. His parents were there. He was quite emotional. The psychology of golf is quite fascinating. We had a sports psychologist on with us on Friday who believed that Rory could do it. He was much more relaxed before this Masters going into it than perhaps he was last year.
Yeah, having won last year, it certainly took, you know, a lot of the pressure off. But he wanted to prove to himself that, you know, having messed up a little bit last year, that he could come down those final five or six holes and pull off the shots. You know, these guys are always challenging themselves. So that was impressive to see. And obviously having his parents there, they weren't there last year. And they thought, well, you know, maybe that's why you won. We weren't around, so yes, we're not going to come. And he says, no, you got to come. And his voice did break a little bit when he thanked them for everything they did, from taking on all those multiple jobs to be able to pay for his golf travel when he was a young amateur in Ireland, and turning up in Ross's Point, you know, at 15 and winning the West of Ireland. There were hundreds of people there at those early West of Ireland championships that he won, because, you know, what he recognized, this is something special. It's not something you see every day. And to live up to those high expectations and do what he's done is, it doesn't really happen very often. And he's just a tremendous ambassador for Irish golf.
He absolutely is. Maybe lastly, is the sky the limit here at the age of 36? I mean, how many majors does he have the potential to win going forward?
Well, I mean, the longevity in golf now is something, you know, that's improved over the years. This year was the 40th anniversary of Jack Nicklaus winning at the age of 46, and he was considered an old man. I think Rory thinks he's got another 10 years of good golf ahead of him. So, you know, another 39 majors. So you'd have to think that he's going to give himself, you know, at least five or six really good chances to win in that span. So, I think he won't say a number, but I think quietly he's remarked to a few people that 9 would be a nice number to get to. I think he'd certainly have a very good chance of doing that.
Ben Hogan is 9. I think he's fourth in the all-time
Gary's
list.
Player. Yeah. Well, I think, there's players of that ilk. So I think that's what he's looking at. You know, he's obviously up there with, Nick Faldo now with 6 majors. Harry Vardon won 7, but the last of those was, 112 years ago, a different era. So, he's really, I think, Seve was very special and with a special charisma about him. But I think Rory, I think now we can say he's probably the greatest European golfer of all time. And who knows, maybe he can even get to double digits. He's got 6 and he's not 37 until next month. So I think the sky's the limit, really.
Absolutely. And we're all delighted for him. And I'm sure the mood in Augusta is just ecstatic. Listen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Brian Keogh there, golf writer with the Irish Independent, live from Augusta.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.